北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波77400赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774, www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station AM 774。
2014年前，大学生们的友谊是帮我点个名吧。2014年后，大学生们的友谊是
陪我听大学生英语再见吧。
大学生英语再见。
Questions of the day。
雅思托福 GRE， 你想到的问题告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米歇尔。今天我们请到的嘉宾依然是环球雅思的壮壮老师。
Hello, how are you doing, everybody? And we are actually going to discuss some recent test questions. We'll go over probably part one first. And Michelle will be the one who isThe examiner and I will be the candidate who takes the test.
嗯，咱这个雅思题是基本上三个月之内有可能重复，是吧？
对。
嗯，所以说咱们现在还是一个算一个比较近期的一个考试题，大家有可能在之后的考试当中会遇到。
对，它这个题呢，仍然还是那些主题，但是呢，一会儿大家就可以观察到，它还是稍微有一些个变化，
有一些变化，
角度变化了，就是它也。比较聪明了，这个出题的人比较机灵，他也不想让你就是每一次考试全都提一模一样的顺风顺水，是吧？所以呢，给你一点小的突然袭击，测试一下你的这个下意识反应语言水平如何。好，那我们就直接开始。
So, are you working or studying?
Well, I have graduated for over 28 years. The reason why I can quote the number of years exactly as it is because recently we just had a gathering of all the high school classmates, and we've calculated that. That's why. So 20 years, of working experience is quite a rich resources for me. So I would have to say that, I still learn, of course, not as a full-time student, but, probably I learn from doing.I learn from working. So that is my identity. You can say that I am an employee, and you can also say that, I still learn.
What do you do for a living now?
Well, I work as a teacher. I teach test preparations, language test preparations, including IELTS and TOEFL test. As a test preparation sort of course,I focus more on the tips, right, in the test, useful, and different from actually the daily communications. However, that being said, that doesn't mean that I don't touch anything at all about the basic language skills like the four, reading, listening, writing, and speaking.
So why do you choose to be a teacher?
Well, there are actually a number of factors, behind this, thought. The first one is I have, submitted quite a few applications for job vacancies once I was back to China in 2005. Prior to that, I was in Canada. Then the first few that responded to my application were allthe private schools, inviting me to teach languages. So I thought, why not? See, at the same time, I applied to be a fitness instructor, and, I applied also to be management in companies, you know, the, 9-to-5 type of job. However, with this, responding first, I decided to be a teacher. And another reason that most people may agree with is that teaching is a rewarding job. You deliver your message, and this message is successfully obtained by your students, and they see results. So it is measurable. for me, the students may get a higher score in their language test. And that is very direct and rewarding to me.
So what is the most relaxing day in the week?
I would say for the specific type of job that I do, the most relaxing day of the week is not weekend, but rather Monday. In my pattern of teaching hours, usually I'm the busiest when people are off work and students are off school. So weekend is the busiest time for me, but Monday through Friday, I'm sort of more relaxed because those students will have to go to their full-time school programs, and I would relax and just give myself a break on Mondays. And I find that going to bank and running errands like that is much more time-saving if I do those tasks on Tuesday, Wednesday. So I just leave Monday for myself. That's the most relaxing day for me.
Is that your weekly routine?
Yes, absolutely. Once I form that type of routine, I can arrange my time and all my tasks and priorities. Everything sort of falling into places, and it makes my life more organized. For example, I would visit my parents on Tuesday, Wednesday too. And Thursday, Friday, I do my course preparation. I may follow the latest test tasks and questions and respond to students' requests posted on the website and my blog and so on. And I also manage to go to the gym 3 times a week at least. So everything is good. And the weekend, I teach a little bit. That's it.
Which is the busiest day in a week?
Well, you might probably believe that weekend is the busiest, but actually not. I would say Friday is pretty busy because I have to sort of preview the courses I'm going to teach and the students' profiles. Nowadays, more and more students would take one-on-one type of tutoring session. So each student might be different, and I need to make sure that if I teach, let's say, 8 students Saturday and Sunday together, then I have to know what to teach and to whom. So Friday is my busiest time. I would say that for my weekly routine, it is mostly fixed. However, there are urgent things pop up, the ad hoc type of tasks. Of course, then in that case, I need to make adjustments. And that's why on my calendar, which is the tool I use, I would mark some tasks as temporary and some tasks as fixed. Like usually the courses would be the latter. And that way I would know what can be changed and what shouldn't be.
下面这个是不是就切了一个话题，跳了一个，喜不喜欢逛 street market？ 什么叫 street market？
它就是那种就是小门脸那样的，或者是一个集市那样的。
So do you like street market？
I would say it depends. Like if I buy something like air conditioner or clothes, electronic stuff, I would usually go to the brand name store like the Guomei or Suning, that type of thing, because the after sale service is guaranteed. However, if I buy a shirt, 20 or 30 yuan, maybe street market is a better choice because it always kind of following the trend. What's trendy in this season, you would find those things. However, if I buy books, I would not do it from a street market. I know that some peddlers may sell from a huge cart of the three-wheeled cart, those English books even. And I know that a lot of them are pirated. The copyright sort of is violated. So that's about my attitude towards street market.
What are the special features of street markets?
Well, usually you would say that the most conspicuous feature is you can negotiate the price with the vendor. You would say, for example, this shirt, if the quote, the initial quote is 40 yuan, you may probably end up buying it at 20 or even less. And my sister is pretty good at that. Maybe a pair of pants is priced at 120 yuan, and she would end up buying everything at 20 yuan.
So what do you think of street markets in other countries?
I've been to a few other countries. I would say that those owners of those stands are very nice. They sort of take it not as a way to make money, but they think it's a good way to socialize. That's why even if you don't buy, they still chat with you. And that is something that I find missing in the street market in China.
这就是 part one 的问题。
感觉怎么样啊？
我有一个问题，就是我真的不知道 street market 是什么东西。
嗯，在 part one 的时候，你有一次可以去，就像申诉一样，你可以问他，你说的这是什么啊？那怎么问那个英文？好多同学会这么问 ，What mean？ 不对，是吧？正确的说法是 What do you mean by street market？ 或者就是 What does street market mean？这个 mean 是个动词，它有单数第三声加 s 的时候，明白了吧？那你说 what do you mean by？ 加上那个词，或者是 what does 那个词儿 mean、都行，就是不能说 what mean 那个词儿。
What is street market？ 也可以，
也可以，你也可以说 what is the meaning of the word street market？
可是他最后一个问题问到我，这个对国外 street market 有什么看法？我没去过国外的 street market。
对啊，所以说的话，你的第一反应应该是 I haven't been to any, so all I can say is the Chinese one,然后就可以继续了，对吧？或者是你说的话 I haven't been to a real one, but I've seen a few from
movies.
对 movies, 然后你就再描述一下。
那您是去过国外的这种，就相当于什么呀？它是相当于这种那个个体户的小门脸，还是相当于街上的地摊儿？
在国外吧，它就没有地摊儿。你要去 shopping mall 里边，这个正经的门脸中间的这个走廊上，它会有一些临时搭起的这个台子，卖什么口红啦、什么包啊什么的。这个其实就相当于是国内的这个地摊儿。Street market 呢，它还是就是，就是类似于集市，可能就是每天一段时间有。像国外的那个集市，它有的时候一周只有星期六有，平时它是没有。就国内地摊是比较繁荣的，因为它人口流动特别密的，这种大城市啊、车站呐、都能看见。反正人家要是有这个城管的来说你这个干扰了行人啊、秩序什么的，人家就包一拎就走了，是吧？是这个三轮车一蹬人家就不见了，但是国外很少见这种，是吧？然后但是他有的时候在晴天的时候，他会比如说有那个卖花的啊，这个车到这儿然后就地就摆一个小摊儿，这是有可能的。
咱这也有路上，
对，
你得谁给谁发，然后问问要不要的那种。一般情人节的时候，您在国外的这个 street market 买过什么吗？
反正就是别买太贵的东西吧。但是我带团出去美国，有的学生说，就那样的摊上买的化妆品，也还价格还不错，就是比在国内的正牌店买的还要合算，是真的。因为他就是说他闻，比如说这个香水这个味儿啊什么的，也都一样。所以说呢，就是。
因为他没有店面租金费是吗？
他只不过就是少，他肯定也得租。你想他在那种室内的 shopping mall 是吧，他都是有屋顶的，所以他肯定他还是要租，但是他可能比正经的一个房间的那样的摊儿租金要低一些。还不错。那这里边的题就是我想问一下，你在听我回答之前你自己有什么固定的思路，然后你觉得听完了我的之后跟你的思路有不同的地方有没有？
之前那我肯定也是工作了是吧，我工作我可能会去描述，具体描述每天的工作是什么。如果他问我就是最闲的是哪一天，我先给他每天描述一遍，然后告诉他我哪一天最闲。
哦，
对，但是我听您就是挑出来那一天， 就是这题我觉得就一旦给我一个时间顺序什么的，长时间的让我表述，我觉得我是说不太清楚的那种。
对，如果你要说不清楚，咱们之前给大家的一个思路就是用哪个来的，用 it depends、
嗯、
想起来了吧？
对，
是不是
挑一天没有挑？
对，你可以说的话可能夏天我就什么时候是忙，或者是春节那一阵儿，或者是我这个临近假期之前我可能哪一天的忙，
嗯，
哪一天就比较闲，对吧、
嗯、
你也可以说，这是一种分法。还有一种呢，就是你看有没有季节性，这是你通常看的、
嗯、
另外一个你看心情，还有一个像广播这样的工作性质，
嗯，
有没有每年一度的大的活动，比如说视频学外语，这时候可能他就有一些时间就得打乱了、
嗯、
对吧、
嗯、
他不是有一个题就问吧、
嗯、
说你有没有每周啊固定的这个时间表、啊、然后其实被打乱的时候、
嗯、
那你要是突发这种大的活动，像什么两会啊，或者是像这个像车展啊等等，就是年度一次的这种，你肯定就是所有的时间表都围着这个大活动。
正常情况下工作也没有一个固定的时间表，
嗯，
所以基本每天都在变， every day some new changes。
哦，那就计划赶不上变化了，
赶不上。
其实这块他问你的目的，在语言的角度来讲，他其实希望听到被动语态，对吧？
Nothing has been changed. No, everything has been changing. No, everything
has been changed.
Everything has been changed.
或者是 things keeps changing constantly.
嗯，
对吧？他其实就想看你能不能把这个时间顺序说清楚，然后用上被动语态。
嗯，
所以你要是不用，你就死气白咧用 I。你也能说是吧，比如说 I changed my weekly schedule due to something urgent 什么的，你都可以去用这个 I。 当然你要是用的比较顺，被动语态，你就可以直接说了是吧， something sometimes changes are unavoidable and adjustment has to be made。
嗯，
那很显然这个后边这个版本它听着这个语言的质量就不一样。
对，我现在说的时候一般会注意到这个什么第三人称单数和过去时态，但是用上这个被动和一些其他的句型，可能现在还得注意一点，就现在还没有，脑子里还没有根深蒂固，
所以这个还是需要你自己得勤练，你要不练的话估计就够呛了。那现在你来试一下回答吧，我从刚才说的这几个里边，好吧，我来问你，你也来试一下。Why did you choose this job?
Why did I choose this job? Well, this goes back to the day that I graduated from high school. Before the college entrance exam, we need to select the major that we want to study in university or in colleges. At that time, I wasn't the top student in science or math, just science-related subjects. So I decided to avoid science-related subjects in university, in the majors that I choose. And then I found out that this major, broadcasting journalism, math wasn't included in the curriculum. I was very glad, so I chose this major. I wasn't sure that I'm going to like being a journalist or be working in the media. But then after 4 years of study, the teachers, they have cultivated us into qualified journalists, and that's why I got into this job.
就是通常来讲，你选一个工作呢，有几个角度啊。一个是可能是某一件事儿，那叙述事儿的这个战略来讲呢，就是过去时是你容易，你可能想到了，但是你可能不可避免的就要有一两次犯错，
嗯，
是吧？然后呢，如果是你要过去时，又需要被动的去表达，或者是现在完成时。过去完成时再加上被动的这个搭配的话，
嗯，
就有相当的难度，
嗯，
啊，所以这一点呢就是看你自己的水平或者说你自己准备是否充分。
嗯，
第二一个点大家都会谈到的就是兴趣，你怎么表达呢？这个说我就对这个工作感兴趣。
I found this job challenging.
Challenging 呢就是说它有一定的难度，是吧？
Intriguing.
Intriguing, 对，你就必须你要想着有意识的把这个 interesting 这个词
给替换掉。
你或者是你实在躲不掉了，你第一次不要使这个词，你可能放在比较靠后的时候，
嗯，
这在需要这个词的时候，你才不得不用一下。
用一下。
Intriguing 是一个词，还有什么词？
Fascinating.
Fascinating, 还有 engaging.
Engaging.
是吧？
嗯。
好，所以呢，这几个词是用的。如果是句子的话呢，你可以这样表示，就是 That is where my personal preference goes， 对吧？这个也比较像样。
That is where my personal preference goes.
啊，就是我个人的倾向，
嗯，
是往那儿去的，
嗯，
对吧？然后还有呢，在牵扯到工作的时候，常见的理由，你还会说这个工作呢有前途。
It's a promising job.
对 ，it's a promising job with a bright future,、
嗯、
and there's unbelievable room for my personal development.、
嗯、
这样都是可以堂而皇之的，对吧？比如说像这个 media journalist 这个领域来讲的话，你可以说 through interviewing successful people, I may get to know these people whom otherwise I wouldn't be able to have a chance to meet.、
嗯、
是吧？这样的句子也挺好的。
天哪，想到我刚才说的那些理由，只是为了避免学数学。
对呀、啊、就感觉这个利益好像有点差，但是那是你最直接的下意识的反应。所以说考试这个东西、
嗯、
任何的考试你都需要准备。
嗯，
你一定不是就是仓促的第一反应，那样上去说出来的肯定从利益，对吧，到你的表达形式都会有问题的。
嗯
啊，如果说你通过这个各种媒体的渠道，你要因为要去采访他，所以你就会见到一些平时你见不到的这些高人啊，这就不一样了。然后你再举几个例子，是吧？
嗯、
哪怕你编的也行，
嗯，
是吧？你都可以编一些什么名人，大家都知道的，嗯、对不
对
啊？然后问一些内幕，
嗯，
是不是？
狗仔队了，是 paparazzi
啊。嗯，就挺好玩的。这样就是说你、
嗯、
你在说的时候，人家也觉得，哎呦，好了不起啊，是吧？这种感觉的。像我那个同学杨澜，他其实就是通过采访，他可以采访政要、世界上有名的企业家，对吧？演艺人员，然后运动员。那如果没有这个采访这个茬儿、这个契机的话，可能他就不会和这些人有什么交集、
嗯、
那如果说他从见到这些人的角度，你又可以是不是衍生出来从这些人身上学到一些东西呢、
嗯、
对吧？比如说人家怎么坚持、嗯、人家怎么在低谷的时候还能够给自己打一针鸡血、嗯、继续努力，对不对？
我现在就又有点困惑了，就关于这个利益和语言表达。
嗯，
如果要万一就是像我这种利益，很普通很一般的利益，很急功近利的利益
很俗的利益，也就是说
对我就是很普通嘛，可能没有拔得那么高吧，最后的内容
那也没关系。那只不过就是你要这么揣摩，如果你是一个考官，对吧，你肯定是想听那些角度比较新颖的啦，是吧？就是对于他来讲，让他感觉到他自己都被励志的那样的东西、
嗯、
对不对啊？所以你从这个角度来讲，你要是再回答一下，
为什么选呢？ My dream was to become a journalist ever since I was so little. And now I can say that my dream has come true and I'm very satisfied with the life that I'm having now. Being a journalist cultivated me in different aspects. At first, it forced me to talk to and contact different strangers in different fields.They could be masters in some certain fields, and I was daunted by those people, but now I'm not anymore, because once you get to know them, they're just normal people like you and me. They have nothing that special except for the things that they are good at.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, I get to know more about my life than before. I get to know different people. For example, I've interviewed a juvenile who just got out of the prison, and I've interviewed older people in his 70s, won international prize for popularizing scientific knowledge. And I also interviewed people who lost their only child and informed people who have a very keen interest in 相声, which is a traditional Chinese performing arts. That's why I like doing my job, because it makes me a better person.
不错吧？你现在感觉是不是如果是换一个考官的这个角度再去听这两个版本就不一样了。好吧，那今天咱们就 part one 就说到这些。
我们在之后的节目当中会跟大家继续分享近期考题当中的一些内容。大家如果有问题提给我们，或者有经验和我们分享，欢迎通过新浪微博和微信跟我们联系。节目的微博是大学生英语在线，@我们私信我们都可以。节目的微信账号是 question of the day， 没有空格，欢迎大家语音提问，微博当中也可以找到米歇尔，米饭的米，一些的些，耳朵的耳，也可以找到壮壮老师在新浪的博客当中。
对，我的博客名号是女瓦辛格。
我们明天见，
再见。
There are three things I do when my life falls apart. Number one, I cry my eyes out and dry up my heart. Not until I do this will my new life start.So that's the first thing that I do when my life falls apart.
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来雅思口语部分的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。Coming up next is home video.这条路闪耀着光荣。